It had been hinted for months, but on Friday morning, it became official.
Obviously, the big question that we have right here is that in order for there to be love and all of that, there has to be justice. There has to be a sense that we're doing things right and that we're doing things fairly and that we're doing them in a transparent manner.
Apostolic Administrator Bishop Edward Scharfenberger confirming Chapter 11 proceedings. Among his messages was one to individual parishes that may worry about their own financial security. Scharfenberger says this bankruptcy filing affects only the main diocesan headquarters and describes the individual parishes as their own corporations.
There's not going to be any upsetment. If anything, and I said this to the employees a few minutes ago, because we're streamlining more now in our operations here in Diocesan Central, if anything, the services that we deliver to parishes should even be better or more improved, because that's the whole reason that the diocesan offices exist, is to serve and to support the parishes.
Attorney Steve Donato, speaking on behalf of the diocese, added that efforts will be taken to protect those individual parishes.
During the Chapter 11, we will secure either an agreement to have the actions against the parishes stayed as well, in order to allow the opportunity to explore the creation of a trust for the plaintiffs. And we have been successful in other diocesan cases in doing that. But there's also an ability to go to the bankruptcy judge and specifically ask that the non-diocesan entities be protected.
Scharfenberger also encourages additional victims to come forward. Donato, speaking on behalf of the diocese, addressed a question as to whether federal bankruptcy court would limit discovery in future cases.
The discovery sometimes can be broader than in state court. The filing of the case simply stays and stops the state court litigation. But effectively, those issues will be transferred to the federal bankruptcy court, and we will address those issues as the process proceeds.
According to the petition filed in court, the diocese has somewhere between $10 million to $50 million in assets, between $50 million to $100 million in liabilities, and anywhere from 200 to 1,000 creditors. Michael Mrosiak, WBFO News.